Oh, they're all cleaning up. We didn't pick any ones any more up from last week. You know, Noza came back into the squad and got through a good 60 minutes, and you know, he's trained this week, so there's no, you know, after effects, which is important. Menzies flying along another 80 minutes, so yeah, they're all cleaning up. Eddie Batty played a good 60 minutes for the reserves on Saturday as well, so obviously he comes into contention, as did James Davey, as did Corey Aston. So you know, a lot of people are coming back, and Will Hope is back in training now, and hopefully within the next week or so we'll be in contention as well. So we're getting them all back, which is great, you know, because as I often speak about, the competition for places is the key to success, and we haven't been able to do that the beginning of this season. And now people best start looking over the shoulder and thinking, I best get my house in order here, or you know what he's going to do, he's going to take you out and put somebody else in. So yeah, we're a bit healthier, and you know, we're still a little bit disappointed from what happened last week against Featherstone, after being in control of the game and then you know, not closing the game down, not going on to win it, which is something we spoke about this week. But you know, we're not far off. We're really, really not far off. You know, it wasn't helped with a 9-1 penalty count in the second half, which I probably, as you'll probably be aware, I've challenged, because from a 4-5 in the first half to a 9-1 in the second half, there's something not quite right. And having spoke to the right people at the right level, they've come back and said, yeah, you should be disappointed, because the effect that had on us, that the game were played all on our, you know, on our back door, and under extreme pressure, sometimes you're going to crack, and that's what happens to us. So, you know, we've had a look at it, we've talked about it. You know, I think there's a bit of a flicker of light, and I think the boys are ready to put the wrongs to rights, and it's important to us that we go to Batley on Saturday and on Sunday and come away with a real strong performance, because you know, the week after we're playing against a team who are unbeaten and at the top of the league, and justifiably so, back at home. And we want to be, if Doncaster don't, and I hope they do, I hope they beat them on Sunday, but if Doncaster, we want to be the first team to beat them, and that's going to be a massive scalp for us. So you know, we're not looking past Sunday. John Keir is doing what he does best, which is say that the pressure's all off him now. You know, they don't expect to win against us and all that, and he's trying to play the sort of mind games that we're not interested in that. You know, we aren't playing to the standard that we want, and it's about us.
Two grand finalists last year, neither really have hit their straps this year. Is that fair comment?
Yeah, and they've lost a number of players, and so have we. And you know, it's took time to adjust. And you know, the pleasing thing for us, when we're on his journey, on his travels, then we're playing quite well. And you know, in patches at home, we're playing well. We just, you know, we just need the characters, and we need the leadership of these senior players to come to the fore now. And some of these kids have been great. You know, young Aspinall, Blackberry when he's played, and Corey Hansen and Connor Scott when they've had the chance. You know, they've all done really, really, and Burke and people like that, Jordan Burke, you know, they've done a real, real good job. But, you know, when things aren't going the way, you need them senior players to stand up. And that's what we spoke about there this week. And we're talking about inspirational people. And where's it coming from? And who is that person? And it's now time for these guys, your Mitchell Stringers, your QLTs, your Missy Talapapa, who's had a great and outstanding start to the season. You know, Q scored 5 tries in the last 2 games, you know. But we need them to be inspirational and raise the bar for us. And then, you know, it quickly turned around.
Is it frustrating that it's little things rather than one big identifiable problem that can be rectified?
Yeah, because we're so close, and you know, you in games like it was the weekend against Featherstone, is that you're nearly there, and you know, the frustration is just one or two things that we need to just smarten up on, and you know, believe and refocus ourselves, because when they start getting close to us, we you know, we're not really barring up that little bit. We're not raising the levels of our intensity. And they're the things that's got to come from within the players, and having people that can come on and make that presence felt. And you know, obviously there's reasons why we haven't got that at the moment. We've got too many young ones playing at the same time, and when you lost your people like your Jack Howison, your Liam Miggins, your Alex Sorsak, your Joe Hurst, they're the, you know, they have been with us a number of years, but they've got that experience, and we've got that the respect of the other people around, and that when one of them's having an off day, somebody else jumps up and says, I'm in charge here, I'm the leader. And, you know, you expect that. Do you get that out of kids? No, not at this moment in time. You might get it for one game and all that. So, you know, I'm not looking at blaming them. It's been great. They've had the opportunity to play in big games, like last week, against Castleford and things like that. Now it's time just to sit back, make sure these people are accountable. If they're not, they know what the consequences are, because I don't give them monkeys if it's Mitchell Stringer. I don't give them monkeys if it's Missy Talapapa, QLT. If you're not in the spot for me, you'll be sat watching the week after, and that's where it's coming to now.
Batley, though, their form this season has been so indifferent, I suppose, that it... I mean, they've dropped into the relegation zone right now, haven't they? I don't think many people saw that coming.
No, but when you look at what the team they had in the five that went to Featherstone, it takes it... You know, when you built something and you've been there for a number of years, i.e. what we've been, you know, we've had players here for a long time, and you lose them. And you bring the new in, and that continuity goes out of there. So does the consistency go out of it? Yes, you've got to start it all again. It's a transition period, and they've had that, just same as we have. You know, we've had it probably a little bit more because we've moved home and all them sort of things. But, you know, it's different, and it takes a while for them to gel, and fingers crossed, it ain't this weekend, you know. And, you know, the fetch Keegan Hurst back from Featherstone, which is a real... bold move this week, which surprised me with Featherstone, because he played against us last week, but they've let him go back on loan to where he came from. So, you know, that'll give him a bit of inspiration as Batley. But, you know, John, they'll be looking for that consistency just like we are. And, you know, as I said earlier, he's playing the mind games and taking the pressure off the players, you know, which is what coaches do. But, you know, they've still got to stand up and they've got to do it. So, you know, he might be playing the mind games with us as much as that, but it's about us. It's about our standards. It's about us getting ready to, you know, to bounce up there, because, you know, we spoke about it on Tuesday's review that we've lost three games at home and we've been in control of them all. And if we'd have won all them three, we'd have sat second in the league with the three-point cushion and the game in hand, but we haven't. So now it's really important that we start sorting his mental side out and getting back on the bandwagon.